What we're going to be doing, Ardith and I will be covering community services. And actually, we got the director of community services here with us, Diane. And why don't you stand up? At least I'll know who you are. She's giving us a talk here anyway. By the way, she's an excellent leader. And I really appreciate her very much. This is my first chance to ever actually say that in public in this format. And so I appreciate it, and I appreciate her leadership as well as her husband's. They're a great combination. I just thought I'd just give you a little bit of background on the Adventist Community Service Center. It's really important, our particular activity here in the Midland area. You say, well, Midland has just about everything. But in reality, we all have a little niche. And ours is giving out clothing, flatware, bedding, and all of these things free. Now, most of the places charge for them, but we're also part of the entire group. Actually, there is a group that gets together. We do that once a month, and where the churches and also some of the state agencies get together to discuss the needs in a particular area. And what I'm going to do now is go back just a little bit into some of the history. As already mentioned by David, you got to see some of it there. In this particular case, though, like everything else within a church, it has to do with people and God's inspiration for each one of them. It really does. Because Lucille Thomas was a spark plug in this particular case to move this particular project forward. And it's sort of interesting. I got a chance to talk to Lucille. Everybody said that she was almost gone. Well, if she's almost gone, boy, she sure got a voice that still carries clear over to Midland. But I'll tell you, when I got on the telephone, she said, oh, Reed, you know, and away she went. And I couldn't even write fast enough. She said to me, she says, the only problem I got is my heart, but the Lord has kept me going, and I'm going to keep on working until he comes. And that is so true. She's down in Zephyr Hills, as most of you know. Anyway, Lucille looked around. She felt very strongly that they really needed a place that they could call their own. And so she did. She looked around, and she did find a house. And the house was on the corner of State and Indian. And the price was $8,500. So what does she do? She gets the pastor, Olo Robinson, and went to Rosie Cole. Now, who's Rosie Cole?
Rosie was her mother.
Her mother. And Rosie said, okay, I'll get you started. $1,500 to help you out. And, of course, that was quite a bit of money back in those days, of course. And the center opened, as you saw the cutting, by the way, and I appreciated that picture, David. That was an excellent picture. I had a picture of it, but not as good as that one. And one of the people who was involved early in the thing, of course, is Geraldine Fath. I guess she's left. Anyway, and of course it continues to this day. And the other thing I wanted to bring out was that Dow Chemical Company wanted to put a green belt in. And so I went to Lucille and they said, hey, we'd like to buy your property. Lucille says, no, I'm not going to sell you the property. Of course, she couldn't. The church would have to be involved. But nevertheless, she told them no. Only as Lucille could. And then they came back again and said, we really need that property. She says, no, the city needs the center. They said, what happens if we got another building for you? Well, we might be able to work out something here. And so forth. And that's exactly what they did, and that's how we got the building we have today, which is much larger than the original one. And she still prides herself, I could hear it in her voice, on how she worked this deal with Dow Chemical Company. The 8,500 turned into $20,000 right before her eyes. So, and then as soon as I'm going to cover three things. One of them will be Vacation Bible School, just a few shots of that. And then we'll go into another thing, which I'll just mention briefly, and that is where I gave my first duet. Never thought I did that. I did that with Virginia Farnham. Did you ever say no to Virginia Farnham? I couldn't. Okay. Most of you remember that it was a tent that we had every year, and this is the group. And I think you see Mac there? And Eula Thomas. Eula did the crafts year after year after year. What a fantastic job she did. Glue and paper, you see paper all over the tables. You know why that is true. And this is Pastor Seward, and this is where we went into the jail. And at the jail band, Virginia took, we were in, they only let us go in the men's one, men's side. And anyway, Virginia says, "Reed, let's sing them a duet." And I felt sorry for those poor guys in the jail. They couldn't get out. And here's the group outside. And there's Norman on the right-hand side, and you can see the group. We had a good time. And this is the center that we have today. And Lucille Thomas is way in back. That corner is where Lois Shell spends her time doing the blankets and things like that. That's Karen Cole. Guess who that is? Who knows? We just got through talking about her being 98 years old. So she helped out. Back in those days, you had the boxes that we did. And this is the Michigan Conference helped us buy the building where we stored these boxes that went to ADRA. And we'd send out semi-trucks of them, of these boxes of clothing, until it got too expensive to do it. Actually, you could buy the clothes cheaper and you could ship it. And the desk is still there, and these are the ladies. We have a great time together. You know, I tell you what I do. I call the our particular work there at the center, the miracle area. And the reason why I say that, there are many stories, and B. Green put some stories together. You'll see a little book on the where our pictures are that B. Green put together of miracles that happened. Because we've had things come in the back door while a client came in the front door with the very things that we needed. We didn't have them, and they showed up. And sometimes it's a definite need that a person had. The Lord really blesses, I'll tell you. Okay, Ardeth?
Yeah, I guess I can talk in the dark just as well that you don't see, I guess. Pathfinder Club, as we know it, initially started as the Missionary Volunteer Society, and you remember singing missionary volunteers, gradually developed into a society that was scheduled to help young people, 10 to 15, and to provide a group of activities that would help them mentally, physically, and spiritually. As far as we understand it, the official Pathfinder organization was started in 1950. And Midland is supposed to have been, and I think it really is, the first Pathfinder Club that was established in this state. under the leadership of Virginia Farnham. And if you go into our side library, you will see her picture and her equipment that she used when she organized the first Michigan Pathfinder Club. This Michigan Pathfinder Club has been operating with few exceptions since 1950. We came in 57 when our oldest son was just a few months old. The club, for some reason, Virginia hadn't had it going for a year or two. And when we talked about starting an organization here, a Pathfinder Club and organization here, people thought, the church members, that there wouldn't be enough people that would do it, young people that would join. We had, I think, 17 Pathfinders that first year. And that our club has been active all across the state, almost without exception since that time. And we've had the privilege of being Pathfinders in one way or another, either as the leaders or helpers, instructors, or whatever, for most of that time. What a privilege. Hundreds of young people, it would be. You know, you look back over 60 years, you think a couple hundred. No, when you think of the total, many hundreds have gone through the Pathfinder program here in Midland. It has been an incredible blessing. And so much celebrate the dedication that is necessary for leadership, for the young people to have leadership. It requires hours and hours of training and a lot of preparation so that the young people can have wonderful memories. Two things we need to give to our young people. We mentioned memories. Morals and memories. Both are very important. And I thought our pastor this morning, when he suggested that just the memory of perhaps a Pathfinder outing where you gave your heart to Jesus, just the memory of some wonderful experience growing up can mean a recommitment to serve Jesus. So we're just thrilled as leaders, and we haven't been the only ones that have been active. Many people, and once you start down the list of trying to name everybody, you better have that list right all there and itemized so that you don't miss anyone. But we appreciate the support of the Midland Church and our young people, and we know that these blessings will occur and will benefit the church through eternity. And we're going to show quite quickly slides from as far back, I think we go back from 57. Let me just tell you, we were at Michigan State doing graduate work. Reed went to, a business meeting at the Midland Lansing Church, rather, and he came home and he told me, he said, "We're the Pathfinder leaders of the Lansing Church." And I said, "The Pathfinder leaders, what's that?" And we found out very quickly, because they had, I think, about 40 children in their Pathfinder Club. And we were the leaders, and we were going to school, both of us, at Michigan State. We had a wonderful year. And then we came, then I said, from there, Reed got a job at Dow, and we came to Midland and started the club there and have enjoyed it ever since. We'll try to go through the slides quickly. If some of you were that were Pathfinders, if you wanted to come a little up closer, it might help.
Also, we'll have room, we have 140 plus slides in there. I hope the slides stay together. Come unglued.
Yeah. We've classified them. We've classified them by years. So if you know what years you were in Pathfinders or your children were in Pathfinders, we can find those numbers and you can see them if you want. And they go. We'll go through them.
So I won't make many comments.
Yeah.
Just follow along and just sit back and enjoy some of these. You'll recognize a lot of people. Marching is always part of Pathfinders. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
This couldn't happen. It did happen.
Okay,
put the lights back on.
Those first slides are pretty...
One thing we tried to teach them is eating out and cooking out and so forth. You'd be amazed at what young people will eat. I mean, I've seen pancakes with the batter still running out of them. They snarf them down with a whole bunch of syrup.
Nancy Mall to the left, and the Reed Boy, and Blosser to the left. Dice Girl. Pathfinders at the Tulip Festival. Ken Blosser. David Card, Wendover next to her. I don't know. Bill Moore crouched to the left. One of several Washington, D.C. honor trips. We held the children very carefully to qualifying for the honor trips. That's exactly what they were. So it helped to encourage their active participation and also their willing and happy participation in the club.
I want to give Dick credit for these trips of that nature. He was very good at organizing them. This is one of the things, the small prayer groups. Young people pray together in those small groups where they wouldn't pray any other way. Wonderful experience.
Oh, have you seen him today? Has he had any part in this program? That's it.
That's it.
Denny Woodward? Jack McDonald and Pat Hodges. Oh, there they are. Just take a look at them. We always had a booth at the Pathfinder Fair in Lansing. This is a group, our club in the parking lot. And they look too good to be returning. Debbie Schell on the left, Mary Card on the right.
This was at the Hershey Park when we were on one of our trips.
Battlefield.
And Dick on the cannon there.
The boys?
We went to the big tents versus the pup tents. We found that worked out a lot better. I couldn't keep awake all night.
Yeah, that's right. Stanton on the left and Jimmy Wendover on
Wendover.
The right. And Mr. Sherwood and Arda Tate and a lot of kids. Okay, Reed?
50-mile bike hike, bike ride, and so forth went real well. One person put their bike in high gear, figuring that was the easier way to go. They obviously didn't make it.
Capital steps?
But see, look at how many young people we had. You know, just large group. What a great time we had. And cooking outside.
Look at the number of kids we had. Where did they come from? We had non-church members too, but that many.
Obviously, yeah. Beautiful scenery. We were up in the mountains and the waterfalls and so forth.
We thank the Lord for his protection. If you see some of these scenes that are coming, you'll know why.
Does anybody know what...
There's a Leffler and Leffler in the back and Will Rickle.
Okay, what was the animal called?
Porcupine.
The porcupine, but what was the name? Prang. That's right. That's Wilbur there. And a big wheel, you know where that's at, Hartwood Pines. Took a lot of pictures there.
Pastor Harbour and his wife.
So lots of activities, because that's what Pathfinder is about.
Oh, that's Rickle. They're running in a Carol Rickle.
And marching, we were known for marching. We took many first prizes, many to 200 clubs. We were first many times. That's a circle march. This one here is at the Review and Herald.
Another Washington honor trip.
Pastor Harbour and the
Ruth Ella in front of him in the front row.
You notice there you got a lot more pictures of them in the uniform. Nowadays they don't do that so much anymore. They use field uniforms.
Oh my. Oh dear.
The guy with the big stomach, I'm not going to say anything about that.
Camp Osabo.
Everybody remember this? Camp Osabo. You betcha. Beautiful camp.
Oh, let's see. Kerry Rickle at the left and Jupe and who are the other boys there? Oh, Mark. Oh, there's a couple of Shelk and the Tate kids.
Karen Cole and the Rickle.
It's Ruth Ellis, girls.
Ruth Ellis came. In the middle.
Joe, that's Joe.
That's Joe. Joe Wendover. This is Betty and Karen.
Betty Wendover and I and Karen Cole.
This is all gone now, so you don't see this. That bridge is out of there now. This one here is a trip that Dick got us on. He made only a slight mistake, which cost us about, what, Dick, 10 miles?
Oh, dear. Rain must have.
You see wet hair, rain. One thing about the Midland Pathfinders, we were known for rain or shine, we were going to be there one way or the other. This is down in Tennessee.
Just think now of God's protection over us.
Yeah. Now, parents, there's going to be a couple here I don't want you to look at. This is Heartwood Pines again. One of the things they did, and we were with the first group that did this, they had a parade at Elder Fleming put together, a parade in Lansing. They blocked off the roads for us and so forth, and the Pathfinders marched down the streets. We had good marchers, I'll tell you that.
One of the favorite things is marching. For most of the young people, they love to march. Sue and Steve Tidwell, Sue Card.
This was taken in Canada. It was at the fort there in Canada. The 200 Club, that's one thing that worries me. We've got all of the 200 Clubs with these butterflies and moths, and these can never be replaced. So whoever watches over that stuff, please don't sell them or get rid of them. You'll never replace them. But they're outlawed now to take them.
200 Club was, oh dear. This is... Oh, look at this. Oh, dear. What do you think about the law and the policemen stopping them now? Where are the seat belts? They didn't even have them. They packed them in.
Well, we were packed in, but boy, the kids were really tired.
Yeah.
The one that was funny, I'll just tell one quick story, and then the girls got the idea that they were going to talk. And Ardeth warned them, if you're going to talk...
When we were at Camp Osabo and just having a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're going to talk, then you can peel potatoes and everything. They kept on talking, of course, as kids, young people will. And so they peeled potatoes for several hours until the wee hours of the morning.
All night.
Okay, now this is at Leadsville. This is the first camp out, international camp out, that they had. And we went on it, and we had just one fantastic time. We're at 7,000 feet.
Cool.
And they had different things for the young people to do. You could just keep going. They had rappelling and archery, and we went also down on down the rapids on, come on, all I think it's canoes.
Kayaks? I don't
know. Anyway. Kids like to eat. We can still smile.
Weldon Card.
And that's Weldon Card. So he was an intimate part of the club, too. And Pauline. Dick arranged to have House of Representative
Cederberg
come down. He came down, and we had a picture taken with him, and you'll see that picture a little bit later on.
Judy Here's Thomas the group. There to the left. Judy Thomas's birthday,
yep.
And Hodges. And Wendover.
Martha Wendover, and by the way, most of you have never seen this, but at one time at Camp Savo, they did have a toboggan slide.
Got a little too dangerous.
And of course, the young people, no matter what you tell them, is to don't put a jump at the bottom. Of course, that's just like putting a flag in front of the face saying, put one down there. And boy, did they ever get racked up every once in a while. And this is Harold. Harold did so much with nature and was just a fantastic man. He just brought so much to our club. He was a great blessing. And thank you very much.
Amen.